This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The
Talk Radio
Countdown. The hallmark of your weekend is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I certainly hope it is. It certainly is hallmark of my weekend, one of them. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison, who has created hallmarks for us all, hallmark moments, in a manner of speaking, for years and years and years with his overview of the news talk radio world, the stories every week that are published in Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. You can see the list of the stories and the people and listen to lots of conversation about it, hopefully on a lot of radio stations that you listen to. We can listen on the podcast if you want, Michael. You can do that at talkradiocountdownshow.com. Or you can listen as we talk. We can listen to ourselves. What a concept.
If you keep this up, we'll be the only ones listening to ourselves.
Now, okay, let's go.
So
let's run through the stories.
And the belief and the faith that there are folks who care, here we go.
Yes.
At number 10, there's NFL deals, NBA and NCAA hoops action. At number 9, the bomb cyclone hits the mountains and the Midwest. At number 8, we have Clinton emails investigation testimony and Brexit chaos. At number 7, the New Zealand mosque attacks. At number 6, the Tucker Carlson flap. I love these terms. Flap.
Flap.
At number 5, we have the Boeing 737 MAX groundings, and that's tied with another story, the Millennials Socialism Survey. A lot of different things on the survey this week. Number 4, mm-hmm. we have the ever-increasing list of 2020 Democratic Party hopefuls, and one of the highlights of that big umbrella story is Beto O'Rourke declares. At number 3, we have the National Emergency Vote and the Border Wall Project. At number 2, really juicy lifestyle, psychology, economics story, heavy-duty story, the college entrance cheating scandal. And at number 1, Manafort was sentenced, and the Trump-Russia investigation and the release of the Mueller report looms heavy. It could come at any moment. It's like a baby about to be born.
Ooh.
Oh, we have people. Let me scroll down to my people list. Number 10, Odell Beckham Jr. At number 9, Theresa May. At number 8, Lisa Page and Hillary. At number 7, the aforementioned flapper, Tucker Carlson. Number 6, the aforementioned candidate, Beto O'Rourke. Number 5, good old Mitch McConnell. Number 4, Nancy Pelosi and, bum-bum-bum-bum, Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez. Number 3, Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin. At number 2, Paul Manafort. And number 1, Donald Trump. What a bunch of people. They're people.
Beautiful. Bunch for something else. All right, how did you get into college?
I cheated my way. I got into college.
You went to Hofstra, which is one of the schools for this. For people do.
I applied. I paid for it. I worked my way through college. Of course, college wasn't as expensive back when I went to college, but I did not come from a wealthy family. As a matter of fact, I didn't come from a family that gave me much guidance. I was one of those kids that was very self-guided, And I just went and paid and graduated. I didn't cheat. Nobody gave me money. And I didn't waste time. And to this day, I still maintain the opinion that too many kids, and I don't like the word kid. When I was in college, if you called me a boy or a kid, I'd yell at you, I am a man. I only like being a kid now that I'm an old man. But I was one of those guys, you know, at 19, 20, don't call me a boy or don't call me a kid. I'm a man. And I was very proud of the fact that I worked my way through school. I did it on my own. And I didn't hang out at the school. I worked. So by the time I graduated from Hofstra, listen, I sound like I'm blowing my horn, but it ties into this. And it ties into my view of college kids today. When I graduated from Hofstra, I already had a full-time job. In other words, my senior year, full-time student, I also had a full-time job as the program director and air personality at a radio station. Isn't that amazing when you think about, you know, people have, they carry like, you know, 15 credits and that's what they do all week. It's like, what else do you do?
That's all they do.
That's all they do, you know.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, you do the work.
I was in a similar circumstance. You and I had a very similar. I was program director of a radio station in Worcester, Massachusetts when I was 21. Didn't have a clue what I was doing, but it was, you know, it looked good on the resume, and it was an interesting, decent radio station, and it was a good entree into what, you know, we both continue doing, in a manner of speaking. The reason I asked you that question is because you mastered in that 40, 50 seconds what is the best about News Talk Radio conversations. Someone referred to it once as the topic tree, taking something, one item, and going in so many different directions that make for good conversation, interesting thoughts. So the obvious reference here is to the college entrance cheating scandal.
Right.
But from that, you know, you can talk a lot about the personalities of the people, that little kid that you'd like to see somebody stick a sock in her mouth on the videos. But then our educational system, our post-high school educational system, what that's about, what your experiences were getting into school. You see how you can take something like this, and the good radio hosts do that. They take one thing and then give you a number of different ways to look at it or talk about it or think about. But it's also about, you know, the way the government has created this horrible entree, basically, by guaranteeing loans that nobody, you know, this guy, we were talking earlier about some guy 50 years old just paid off his college loans. So there's, I mean, you,
we have a whole generation of young college graduates who are smothered under terrible debt for years to come because of what it costs to go to college. And when the government does supply funds for anything that is paid for in the marketplace, like health insurance, things of that nature, it does cause the prices to go up. It's the unfortunate result of loans and aid.
Yeah, too much access.
We got to figure out how to avoid that going forward. It's a bad syndrome. It's a complicated thing to talk about. Since you said a nice thing about me, I'm going to say a nice thing about you as we peer behind the curtain of how talk radio works. I couldn't have done that whole story about my days in college had you not asked me the right question. So asking the right questions also is part of good talk radio conversation.
Well, I just think it gets to the heart of, you know, everybody wants to divide and conquer, and I like to think that we're all in this together, frankly, and I think that there are different types, different attitudes of the people who host these programs, but I do think it's fascinating. We have a brain. And most of us have fascinating lives, and so if you're not fortunate enough, like Michael and I are, to be able to be on a radio program and have a lot of people listen to you, it still is nice to be able to have these thoughts. And most of the good people doing this are doing it because they want you to think. So I ask Michael that story, that question, because I wanted to hear his story, but I also want you, the folks who are listening, that one person, two people, however many there are, who at the moment I said that started thinking about how they got into college and what their circumstance was, and you compare it to this, and you really, I guess in a manner of speaking, one of the other things that comes out of the out should come out of this conversation is how these people, I mean, under our very noses, pulled off one of the most amazing schemes. I have no. Did you ever have any idea that this sort of thing was going on?
I knew that. No, I didn't have any idea that that was going on. I always do have an idea that somewhere in every, you know, exalted industry, whether it's a big religion, big media, big education, big business, big government, that there are people who take bribes. And I do know that there are people who give bribes. I'm not, you know, that naive or innocent, but I didn't think it was on that level. However, I've been very cognizant of another form of bribery that happens on the college level that is legal, and that is very wealthy people making gifts. They don't even call them donations anymore. They're called gifts of enormous sums of money. They get their name on a building, and in many cases, they get their kids in much easier than they would if the kid were just an unknown person with a parent who didn't get a gift.
That's the other side of that is they tell you they couldn't survive without those gifts, many of the small independent
If that is the case, then another case for reevaluating how higher education institutions operate. Mm. I mean, many of them are in the professional sports business.
Yep, they are.
They devote more energy to their teams and to their stadiums and to all of the business surrounding that and the scholarships and the recruitment and all of that
stuff. Wasn't the colleges in Texas, in Ohio, in Florida, high schools and colleges that live the Friday Night Lights stuff for football in high school and then college, and not only that, but the amount of money, we're in March Madness now, and that the amount of money that's bet on these games,
right?
The support for schools, Ohio State, it's sickening, frankly. Mm-hmm. It's not about education at all. It's about
somehow, even though the colleges will tell you, and I'm not an expert on the mechanics of this, so I don't want to get too deep into it and expose my ignorance, but from the way it seems to me is that in spite of the fact that they claim that the big sports brings in the needed money to run the place, I find the big sports also contributes to the cost of going to the school being higher and higher. Mm-hmm. That if, in fact, these schools were offering people an opportunity to get an education that was affordable and wasn't going to put them in debt for the rest of their life, all right, great, you got a big football team and it brings in a lot of revenue. But I find the bigger the football team, the higher it costs to go to the school. Isn't that strange?
Yeah, it is. Yep, it's part of the talk tree, though. Let me send you into a direction that will be good for you. If you don't have a bright white smile, if you drink a lot of coffee, tea, smoking perhaps, drinking red wine, your grin is not what it ought to be. Talking about power swabs, I'm going to make it available for everybody. So now you can get it. And if you call 800-208-1797, you can order power swabs right now to remove those stains on your teeth. Tell them you heard about it here and get a 50% off retail price deal. Power swabs, 800-208-1797. Are you constantly waking up having to fix your sheets because your fitted sheet is so unfitted? Do your sheets keep you hot at night? I've been there, you've been there, we've all been there. But not anymore, not thanks to my MyPillow Giza cotton sheets. I'm getting a full night's rest without the pain of having to fix my sheets. Giza cotton sheets by MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton, called Giza. Grown only in a small area near the Mediterranean Sea, it's cotton super smooth and breathable, extremely durable, made with deep pockets that will fit over any bed, and just like those MyPillows we love so much, our Giza sheets are made right here in the USA. 100% machine washable, dryable cotton, super duper. Go to MyPillow.com, order your Giza sheets today, get 30% off and free shipping when you use the promo code DJV. That's right, free shipping at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV. Get yours today at MyPillow.com. One of the most exciting things about this time of year, maybe it's from the beginning of the year, is the power of making a healthy choice to lose weight. And that's why Calitrin is so helpful. Collagen is what your body really needs, the protein that you need to lose the weight and build muscle.
Yes, sir. You know, I wish I was a gym person. I'm too busy, really. But I do. I take my Calitrin every night right at bedtime. And it does. It helps rebuild that lean muscle tissue and rev up your metabolism, especially if you're over the age of 30. You know, it's hard to maintain that muscle mass.
So I think this is a good approach to it. 90 days at the regular price at TopLoss.com. Collagen stops producing it when you're in your 20s, late 20s, early 30s, so you need to supplement. So Calitrin, lose the weight, keep it off, go to TopLoss.com. The special deal is that you buy 90 days, the 90-day supply, and then you get another 90 days free. Use the DJV code for the special deal at TopLoss.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. You'll love the context, the information that's here. Tell your friends about it. Michael Harrison joins me every week. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. We're building stories. We're talking about the things that are on the list to a point. I don't know whether I give this short shrift or not. I'm sure you've done some radio programs this week on your own because you're doing more and more of that on various stations around the country.
I've done about four of them.
Yeah. So yeah. The Manafort sentencing, the House this week approved a resolution that calls for the details of Mueller's investigation to be made public. I wonder if you've had that conversation with people on the air and what the reaction has been to what Mueller has done, or what your reaction is to it. You set it up.
My reaction is, of course, I think it should be made public, no matter what it is. But I do find that, for the most part, people react to everything in the news that has to do with politics today through a political lens. Yeah. It has to do whether you hate Trump or that you love Trump. It's very hard to find people who are not in one of those extreme camps. So anything that happens causes people to be for it or against it based on how it reflects on Trump, as opposed to any type of core values or political ideology. You have people who are against the wall who 7 years ago were screaming for a wall. Yeah. You have people who are for things or against things that they were completely on the other side of the line before Trump. So I find that to be the most maddening aspect of today's news talk radio conversation, is it almost forces you to preach to the choir in order to get along, which is something that I do not like to do, and won't do it. I won't do it. So the House ruling on making the Mueller report open to the public has been received through a partisan lens by most of the people with whom I talk on the air or within a radio context.
Isn't that the case for pretty much everything?
That's what I said.
That we talk about everything.
That's what I said.
So are we being provocative just for the, and I say this collectively about the people doing this for a living, are we just being provocative for the sake of being provocative and not necessarily logical in how we present things?
We've been doing that for a long time in American media. Being provocative, getting attention, gaining traction, attracting eyeballs and eardrums, turning that into ratings and ultimately revenue has been the reason that the media has got itself into such a jam. Trump is right that the media has got to do some soul searching and seek honesty. On the other hand, Trump also needs to do some soul searching and seek honesty. I see every major institution, and I say, you know, the big four, big business, big government, big media, big religion, and I'll now add to that big education, so it's now five, that they are flawed systems that operate for their own self-interest more so than they do to adhere to their original mission.
And
Amen. That's a problem.
Amen. So, as much as people on certain sides of the aisle like to take shots at Trump, there's every once in a while there's something that comes along. There's a fellow in Connecticut this week. You may have seen this or heard this. Got a phone call from Trump. He said he was dying. And Jay Barrett was the name, 44 years old. And he said before he died, he wished he could talk to the president. So Trump calls him up, and the guy dies after the conversation. He hangs up the phone and dies.
Isn't that something?
It's really.
So what are you saying? Trump killed him?
No, but that's what some people will say.
Of course, exactly.
They'll take that.
And then someone would say, oh, he just did it for appearances.
Yeah. How do you know that? I mean, just let it be and let this poor guy be. I just thought that was an interesting anecdote. 28 after the hour on the Talk Radio.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Survivors have begun to share their stories of survival following the mosque massacre of at least 49 people in New Zealand. One survivor, Saeed Mazardine, describes the aftermath of the shooting.
I had all my friends lying down and pool of blood. One was shot on his head, the other was on his shoulders. I was trying to just see what and where is this bleeding coming from, and when I came out and started to call the ambulance, and just then, within a few minutes, police came.
The suspect, 28-year-old Brenton Tarrant, has already appeared before a judge and remained silent. The courtroom was closed to the public because of the heightened security. Investigators in France on Friday examined the black boxes of a Boeing 737 that crashed in Ethiopia last week, killing 157 people, as the global airline industry waited to see if the cause was similar to a disaster in Indonesia months before. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, every week here with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, going through some of the incidental stories, the people, and how they sort of wear on our conversation. Number five this week on the countdown is the situation Boeing finds itself in. And again, back to the talk tree, if you will, all kinds of stories. This week, the 737 MAX gets not the once-over lightly treatment, but the, look, a lot of people, I mean, think about how many people fly, Michael. Every day there are 5,000 flights in America every day. There are that many airplanes in the world that are in the sky every day. And we take for granted what we do. We make a reservation, we get on the plane, we sit down. Every once in a while, you find a conflict, like American seems to want to do something stupid every week. What they did this week was kick a bunch of people off of a plane going to Cabo for a bride and groom, I don't know, it was a bridal wedding ceremony, something like that. And so these 30 women had invested $30,000. And they got kicked off the plane en masse because one of the women on the plane seemed to be inebriated, when in fact she wasn't. She had some sort of a palsy, but the stewardess said, "Well, you're not acting right. We don't want you on the plane." So they threw them all off the plane.
Oh, my gosh.
And, you know, you look at things like that. But, I mean, that's the talk tree. Going back to the 737 and the problems Boeing is having brings me around to thinking they need new leadership. Because not only are they having a problem, imagine admitting that there's a problem with a plane after two crashes. Can you imagine the lawyers and the suits be filed against Boeing because they admitted that the plane has a problem and they didn't correct it properly and they don't really know, apparently, how to fix it? They're not even sure. What I know is that the autopilot switch, when they're trying to make these planes all fly themselves, So once you take off, you flip a switch, and the plane's supposed to fly you to the next place where you're supposed to land, and you're not supposed to have to do anything. But the problem is that the fly-by-wire piece of this, and don't let me get too far into the woods before you get the hook out, but the way the plane is designed is contrary to the way the operation, the computer operation, works. So it's fighting. The plane is fighting against the computer. So the plane wants to go up. The computer is telling it to either level off or go down. And when you flip the switch to take it out of autopilot, it doesn't come out of autopilot. So, kabunga.
It sounds to me like they have to get some new dilithium crystals, but that's neither here nor there. Go on.
Yeah, you're probably right about that. Yeah. And the sooner the better. And let's buy stock in dilithium
crystals.
Crystals, right, yeah. Right away. But anyway, it's an interesting conversation because it does speak to a lot of different things. The fact that most people don't know what kind of a plane they're getting in, although I've flown on these 737 MAXes, they're a piece of crap. They're awful. The seats are so jammed close together. Boeing made this in an attempt to stay in a market or get into a market that Airbus has been in. That is build cheaper planes, cram more seats in them, because that's not what the passengers want, but that's what the airlines want. And so that's the way it is.
Well, their customers are the airlines, obviously.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, what you're talking about is faith. We live our lives putting our lives, not only our fortunes, our wealth, our, you know, everything that's important to us, but our very lives, we put it in the hands of strangers.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of faith. You have faith that the pilot didn't have a bad night, that the guy's not drunk, that some guy that turned a screw turned it all the way and didn't leave a net loose. There's so much that goes on. And back to your $5,000 a day, considering how many things can go wrong in day-to-day society, the running of a city, so many things go on. It's amazing that as many things go as well as they do.
Yeah.
We complain, that things are falling apart and there's incompetence and bad construction and blah, blah, blah. But the fact is it's pretty amazing that things run as smooth as they do.
Well, I mean, consider the fact that there really haven't been any major air crashes for years. Since that 777 went down, they never could find the plane. Yeah, but other than that, I mean, it is the safest way to travel. Mm-hmm. Again, sheer numbers. But in terms of, you've heard stories this week about the Southwest mechanics going on strike. They've been trying to get a contract for 6 years, and they haven't had one. So now Southwest is grounding planes all over the place because the pilots are refusing to fly them.
Not to mention Southwest is one of the two American carriers that has a number of these Boeing 737.
They're all, this is the only model they have.
They have about 25 of them. And American.
The MAXes.
The MAXes,
they have 34 of them.
Is it 34? Okay.
34. American's at 25.
Okay. I know. There are about 350 of these planes in the world. You know, it's interesting when you actually look at the numbers. But each one of these planes costs a fortune to build, and each one has to be perfect. There can't be any lemons.
No. That's right. You can't have lemons flying around at 35,000 feet.
Right.
And the fact, you know what a lease is? On these planes, the 737 MAX lease price is $250,000 a month. That's what the airlines pay for every one of these planes. So, they cost $35 to $40 million a piece, and they are very complicated instruments. They really are. Mm-hmm. And, they've got to be perfect. They have to be.
You know what scares me on a plane? When you get on a plane and the your seatbelt doesn't work, or the seat back doesn't work, or the tray table falls in your lap, you say to yourself, oh, my God, what else is wrong with this plane?
Yeah.
Well, it's made out of plastic.
American pilots have been criticizing because the American pilot, the unions don't like management at all at American. The guy, his name is Doug... what's his last name? I forget. The guy who runs American. Parker is his name. He's just all he is a bean counter. And, they're buying a lot of cheap stuff, and they're running things. They cut the lettuce out of the salad. I mean, all this kind
they
of stuff.
They cut the
stuff.
Lettuce out of the salad. That's enough reason not to fly them. I mean, my gosh.
But you know what I'm saying. It's just
I do.
$1 million for lettuce or something.
I remember the days when you got dressed up to go in a plane and they treated you like a queen or a king.
Yes.
Like you were, no matter where you sat.
Yeah.
What happened? Why is it not like that anymore? Is it... Why is it not like that anymore? Is it because it costs too much to run an airline? Is it because there are too many people flying? I'm not sure what the reason is. Why has flying become so miserable? I can understand, you know, the concern about safety.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, we'd go to the airport sometimes on a Saturday night for entertainment.
Yeah,
it was a
plane take off.
Right, to watch the people coming in from other countries.
Right,
and
you'd
greet people at the gate. It was a very different world, and I'm not saying it was better. It certainly was better when it came to airline transportation. I guess necessity's the mother of invention. You got to protect from terrorism.
But Boeing needs a new leader. Not only is this a problem, but the new tankers, which are basically 767s converted for the Air Force and the Army to refuel planes in the air. They replaced all the old ones they had that were 35, 40 years old with these. And the Air Force has been complaining because the planes have been delivered full of crap from... Who's the inspector at the end of the line? Tools, trash, in these brand new planes that are being sent to the Air Force. They have about 30 of them so far.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah.
That's trouble.
Who's running the ship? If you have a plane that has 2,500 orders, wouldn't you want to make sure this is the biggest selling plane that they've ever had, that they would be perfect? And yet, they don't even know, really. And I wonder how the government, the FAA, let them get away with certifying it, frankly. There's so many questions.
Well, a lot of it, you know, Donald Trump hit upon it in his simple Queensborough language. He said that the computerization of things is out of hand and they're too complicated for people to understand how to operate it.
Yeah.
And there's also a disconnect between the people that are the engineers and the people that are the operators. The engineers don't talk operator language. And a lot of the operators might be afraid to show their ignorance of not understanding how it works. So you go, yeah, I got it. And you're basing it on your experience with other operation systems.
Yeah.
But they change them just for the sake of it. They do that with our communications devices, with our smartphones.
Yeah.
Half of the changes are not necessary. It's only so they change a plug, so you have to buy new headphones or you have to have a different app. There's a lot of, gouging going on simply for the sake of changing things, not necessarily making them better.
Right.
How often do you hear when people say, my phone is worse than it was before they came up with this new system?
Yeah. It's all the time.
Yeah.
Let me take you into the world of weight loss for a moment here on the countdown. The healthy way, the right way to lose weight is using a product that's all natural called Kellitrin. It is the weight loss formula that works. It's stimulant-free. It's drug-free. No side effects whatsoever. It just works. Being on an exercise program is what we all ought to be on, no matter what. And because the main ingredient in Kellitrin is collagen, and collagen is the protein from which 30% of your body is built and made, you have collagen until you're about 30, produced naturally by your body, and then it stops. So that's when things start to break down. Muscles aren't as strong, get a little heavier, that sort of thing. So along comes Kellitrin, this family-run operation, and they come up with the idea of, okay, if you're over 30, you should be taking this because we'll give you a supplement collagen in the product. That'll stimulate your body to start making it again, and that leads to healthy lean muscle. You push the fat out of the way because of your exercise and keeping your body together, and voila, here comes the weight loss. Pretty simple, pretty straightforward, pretty easy to understand. Maintain the weight. No adverse effects, as I said before. Kellitrin, $7 off each bottle, $21 off the 90-day supply, plus a free bottle if you get into either of those two scenarios. Lots of great reasons, plus the fact this stuff works. So let's get at it. Lose the weight, keep it off, toploss.com. Make sure you use the code DJV for the special St. Patrick's Day special pricing. On the people side of things, The announcement here of the top 10 on the list. Odell Beckham Jr. is at number 10. Theresa May, Prime Minister of England, is number 9. Hillary Clinton is number 8. Tucker Carlson is 7. Beto O'Rourke is 6. Mitch McConnell is 5. Nancy Pelosi is 4. Felicity Huffman is tied with Lori Loughlin in the number 3 position for fairly obvious reasons. Paul Manafort, because he was sentenced, is number 2. And Donald Trump, because he hasn't been sentenced yet. Although the investigation, even though coming to a head, seems to still be going on. So those are the people that have been most talked about this week, according to the research done at Talkers Magazine. You can find these lists and a lot of info about your favorite talk hosts at talkers.com. I'm Doug Steffen.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is what Flow from Progressive sounds like in one of our commercials. You may have seen one there on TV occasionally.
And speaking of motorcycle insurance rates, did you know that our basic motorcycle policies start at just $75 a year? And speaking of insurance, I just love...
And this is how that same commercial sounds on your motorcycle.
Don't you? And...
Yeah, everything's better on a bike. Progressive keeps you on yours. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
This message is brought to you by Gardetto's. Searching for a snack with bold flavors that won't leave you overly full? Well, then you'll love the new Gardetto's Crisps, General Mills' latest addition to its list of all-star snacks. The light and crispy texture of Gardetto's Crisps are sure to be a hit with Gardetto's fans and first-timers alike. This one-of-a-kind family recipe has been crafted over the years from the family bakery in Wisconsin and continues to stay true to the original flavor recipe. Inspired by the Gardetto snacks everyone loves, these bite-sized crackers are now available in convenience stores nationwide in two bold flavors, original and peppercorn ranch. Head to www.generalmills.com for more information and to print a coupon for $1 off Gardetto's crisps to redeem at participating convenience stores. And don't forget to follow the brand on Twitter at Gardetto's. That's Gardetto's, G-A-R-D-E-T-T-O-S. Again, that's Gardetto's, G-A-R-D-E-T-T-O-S.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with a review of the story's top 10 items on the list so that you at least have the list in mind as we meander through discussions of some of them. Not all of them get equal shrift, shall we say. Number 10, sports talk radio, all the things going on, March Madness, baseball players getting ready to play for the official season beginning. The weather in the Midwest, number 9. The Brexit chaos, number 8. The mosque attacks in New Zealand, number 7. Tucker Carlson and his foolishness at 6. The Boeing 737 MAX groundings, 5. Democratic hopefuls running. Who's declared for what? Number 4. The border wall project and the emergency vote is number 3. Number 2, the college entrance exam cheating scandal. Everything seems to be screwed up there. And the Manafort sentencing investigation outcomes, number 1. This week on the Talk Radio Survey, Talk Radio Countdown Show. Couple of items to serve our own interest here. They are the interest of you if you want to have good conversation, listen to good conversation. Michael every week does something called the MH Interview, this podcast, mhinterview.com. And the most recent one features
Mike Baxendale, who's known as Bax. He's a very, very popular morning host in New England, in Western Massachusetts, and he's been at his station for 24 years, and he talks about, it's a real inside radio look at how some of these shows operate. Next week we have, we were talking about Hofstra. Next week it's going to be Mark Lukasiewicz, who is a big-time television news producer for NBC and ABC, and he's now going to be the dean of the communication department.
So, and we get into love... to get into the behind the scenes. No, that's one of the things people love about this program. We talk about not just the stories, but kind of how the sausage is made. Mm-hmm. And so that's an important part of the convention, the Talkers Convention, that comes up, by the way, on the 7th of June in New York. It's that sort of thing that we like to dig into. And so you, as listeners to the program, become the beneficiaries of all that information from Michael and hopefully from me, but more from Michael because that's his deal. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Find the list and all the info we're talking about at talkers.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Time as we continue on the Talk Radio Countdown Show to review some of the legal aspects of the stories with our legal person. And the reason that he's a legal person is because he's a lawyer. How about them apples? Stephen J.J. Wiseman, college legal law. He's not a legal professor, he's a law professor. Do they call him legal law professors? Sounds like a professor.
Only the ones that aren't arrested.
All right, and Steve also has written a number of books about identity theft and scams. He's the founder of Scamicide.com, which is a website dedicated to the information necessary. And the reason I underscore it here now is because there's a lot of scamming going on. Tax season is here, so big scammer. The aggressive scamming going on, fake IRS calls trying to trick you out of your hard-earned money. So what do we do? Who do we see about this, Steve?
Yeah, this is going to be a big tax year for scams, and I think part of it is because of the new tax law. You know, it can be somewhat complicating, and people aren't exactly sure of how it works. So if you get a call and your caller ID reads IRS and there's someone on the other end asking for some personal information, you might be tempted to provide it to them. There are also collections that appear to be coming from the IRS. You owe money for whatever reason. And again, your caller ID looks like it's the IRS, or maybe you got it in an email or even a text message. The easy way to decide whether it's legitimate or not is to just ignore all of them, because the IRS will never initially contact you through an email, through a phone call, through a text message. There's a technique called spoofing by which your caller ID can be tricked to make it sound and appear like it's legitimate. So the best thing you can do is just ignore it. And, you know, it's kind of a sad state of affairs that the IRS has actually had to send out notices saying, we don't ask for payments by way of iTunes gift cards. But indeed, some of the scammers are doing that, and people are falling for that and giving those card numbers over the phone to scammers, many of which are from big phone banks in India. And, you know, frankly, is it stereotyping? It is, but in fact,
of course it is.
Many of the calls are originating from illegal gangs in India. And although both the United States and Indian law authorities are working to stop it, you want to be a little bit skeptical.
Well, the one thing is you won't be able to understand the scammers any better than you can understand the regular callers who are in Pakistan or India. So,
well, you know, that's part of the thing. India does the technical support very well. And so you very well may get, you know, when you're calling for tech support on some computer product, you are in many instances talking to a legitimate Indian.
Yeah.
But they also do the illegal stuff well, too.
Number one on the countdown this week is the sentencing of Mr. Manafort. And from your point of view, I'd like to know, I guess there are two things, his sentencing, but also the releasing of the information that's likely for the investigation, the Trump-Russia investigation, which will show nothing, basically. And one wonders how the taxpayer's gotten anything good out of all this time.
They got a lot of that, and I don't know how you can, you know, be sure it's not going to show, you know, anything from it. You know, is it going to show that Donald Trump specifically colluded with the Russians? I seriously doubt that. But it is going to show, and already has shown, as there have been a number of convictions, and frankly, you know, Trump was the one that poo-pooed even when our own intelligence agencies said Russia was interfering. And, in fact, we've indicted and identified a number of Russians involved with trying to attempt to influence our election. So, you know, you go on with that.
Well, I say that because I think I go back to the Warren Commission. You and I both remember that, and these government reports are all whitewashes as far as I'm concerned. So you're not going to ever get anything that's the truth. I just don't think you're done.
Well, I don't know. It's quite that bad, but it's somewhere in between, that's for sure.
The number two item on the list quickly here is the college entrance cheating scandal. What are these people in for?
They're in for some jail time, and the fact that they are celebrities is actually going to work against them. They're going to end up being made examples. This is wire fraud. This is mail fraud. This is what's called theft of honest services, and some people are going to do some real time.
So that's how the government gets involved, the FBI, because it's mail fraud. You don't use the postal service for this kind of stuff.
That's the answer.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman here. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.